NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore has been watching rising worries in the Bush administration over Iran's apparent nuclear ambitions.
There is a certain deja vu quality in the way that Douglas Feith, Undersecretary of Defense for Policy, has been working on plans for regime change in Iran, which the administration believes to be developing nuclear weapons. Feith presides over a task force of 1,500 that is all but a State Department within the Defense Department. In the run-up to the Iraq War, it was Feith's bureau that dealt with selected exiles like Ahmed Chalabi, who fed the Pentagon a lot of dubious information about Iraqi weapons of mass destruction. The Pentagon has now cut off Chalabi without a cent, and he is a subject of the FBI investigation. In the case of Iran, Feith's favorite exile is Manusha Gorbanifar. He is the arms merchant who almost two decades ago helped to embroil the Reagan administration into illegally selling missiles to Iran. Back then, the CIA circulated a notice that Gorbanifar was considered a serial fabricator. And yet, the Pentagon signed up Gorbanifar to help arrange secret meetings with Iranians, two of them in Rome, to discuss how to topple the regime in Tehran. The outcome of all this was a draft presidential directive not yet signed by Mr. Bush. It would authorize covert action to bring down the Iranian regime. Whether it would authorize airstrikes if Iran's nuclear development reached a threatening point, that is not clear. No country is more worried about Iran's nuclear potential than Israel, which once bombed Iraq's nuclear reactor and would undoubtedly repeat the order in Iran if it felt menaced. For Israel, it is crucial to have up-to-the-minute intelligence on the status of Iran's nuclear program. It has now been revealed that Lawrence Franklin, a Farsi-speaking analyst in Feith's bureau, has been under investigation by the FBI for 2 years, suspected of passing on to supporters of Israel information about Iran that may compromise methods of interception. The Franklin investigation has served to lift the veil on the Pentagon's back-channel operations with shadowy Iranian exile groups. This is Daniel Shore.